Today's message for Monday, 3rd of January, 2022. The topic for today is Enjoying Supernatural Speed. Part 1. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins, and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel, 1 Kings 18 verse 46. Never in the history of the world have we ever heard that a human being ran faster than horses. But according to today's Bible verse, Elijah achieved that incredible feat. God set him up for supernatural speed by the working of his mighty hand. Such supernatural speed is God's program for you this new year. By the help of God, there will be much recovering of lost grounds for the saints this year. Many will record fantastic performances that will produce incredible results and progress. Also, there will be plenty of room for you to overtake those who have gone ahead of you. It will not be by your own might but by the power of the Spirit of God. But while it is true that God has put things in place to give you a swift ride through the year, there are things you must also do to be properly positioned to enjoy the blessings of God. We see this clearly from the example of Elijah on Mount Carmel. First, the man who will enjoy supernatural speed safely must have a functional and dynamic relationship with the God of the supernatural. That fundamental requirement is a necessary foundation if you will have anything to do with the supernatural. Elijah had that kind of relationship. From the very first time he was introduced to us in Scripture, he was presented as someone who regularly stood before God, 1 Kings 17 verse 1. Thus, the supernatural became his natural terrain. Today, you can come into a meaningful relationship with God through his Son Jesus Christ. Those that receive him will have power to become children of God with unfettered access to the supernatural, John 1 verse 12. With Jesus, you are set to enjoy the very best of God in the new year. Further Bible reading. John 1 verse 1 to 18. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.